They say everyone's a critic, but what happens when 24 people who are paid to be critics sit down in one room and try to agree on the four best books of the year? I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. It took them 5.5 hours, seated around a long table in a suite at New York's Algonquin Hotel, the board members of the National Book Critics Circle. Munching on sandwiches brought in by room service, the critics hashed over the 20 books in four categories nominated by the circle's membership, which numbers about 300. Richard Locke, the group's president, says it's no secret that each critic has his or her own firm opinion about what is best.
The thing that's most interesting about it is the diversity of accents and values and the way in which a very spirited debate takes place between people that in other circumstances might see very little of one another and share very few things except their interest in reading books and arguing about particular writers and their favorites. So that you get Southern accents or Western accents banging up against pure New England. You get people from North Carolina arguing it out with people that on a national sense are regarded as at the summit of New York sophistication.
But Locke says rarely do the skull sessions get out of hand.
The meetings tend to be very good-humored, but quite exuberant, and there's a lot of debate back and forth and a lot of very, very free-swinging comments, of course, about these various books that are being nominated and the character and the accomplishment of the various authors.
And Locke says there's little outside pressure.
The structure prevents any kind of lobbying, and the structure is so democratic and free-for-all that there's no way that either publishers or authors can really influence this.
At last, the National Book Critics Circle reached a decision on 1982's best books. In fiction, George Mills by Stanley Elkin. Nonfiction, The Path to Power by Robert Caro. Poetry, Antarctic Travel by Katha Pollitt. And criticism, The Second American Revolution by Gore Vidal. Leslie Marchand, author of a massive biography of Byron, was singled out for lifetime literary achievement. Already, the critics are looking for the best books of 1983. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.